Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
First up, Musi Mamani, he's founder of the One Movement of South Africa. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning to fellow South Africans. Thank you for having me on your show.
A great pleasure. Yesterday was a very, very strange day. Did you see this coming?
You know, I didn't. And what is sad about it is that days like that should not happen. Because in all fairness, a budget is not something you discover on the day. A budget is something that is almost the fundamental order of business, along with electing a president in any coalition. You almost vote on two things really in sometimes in an entire year, where the first vote is to elect the president and the second one is to pass a budget. And so that the GNU partners did not in fact have that as a fundamental core discussion, because once you know in negotiations about why you would enter a government, you may come in and say, we want GDP growth, we want to invest in this, or we want to ensure that there is a bridge or there's infrastructure or all of those things. Almost on day one, that's what you begin your negotiations with, and those have budgetary implications. So that yesterday we had to haggle off about VAT tells me in many ways that we have a government that is without priorities, without a plan, and more difficulty, without cohesion as to how to achieve those objectives. And yesterday was almost a manifestation of that, or the pinnacle of that, rather than in fact an anomaly in this discussion. And so I would really want us all as South Africans to, rather than having a discussion only just narrowly about whether a postponement was right or not, but to really ask the genuine question, what are the priorities of the government of national unity?
Well, I think it's great. Because in fact, you're right. It's less about the 2% and really about the direction that the government, the GNU or the ANC, is pushing at the moment. We're seeing a complete, very, very strange and concerning behavior in terms of not only foreign policy, but foreign policy as it impacts directly on the economy. We're seeing a doubling down of non-investment friendly decisions. And in fact, as you said, yesterday's more a representative of this concern than it is about a 2% hike in VAT.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, where I was sitting in the position, your initial point should have been, when we get together, our investment thesis is X. We want to grow at 5%. We want to invest in maybe transport infrastructure, which I've always believed is a key enabler for South Africa, because when you do that, you can connect the Free State, Mpumalanga, and the Northwest as economic hubs, not only to the movement of goods, but the movement of tourists to benefit in those regions. You can broaden out economic participation, fund for education and safety. Now, if those then act as your priorities and nothing else, you then come back to what is called annual performance plans, which are every department has to focus on those and say, this is actually how much it's going to cost. Now, it's a historical context that we've been running a 5% GDP, a 5% budget deficit annually, and our debt to GDP is at 75%. So once you know those two factors, the next and most obvious questions is, where do we find the money to fund the shortfall? Or where do we cut to ensure we don't have a shortfall? So then the two questions are before you. Do you increase VAT, or do you in fact cut some of the programs of the government that do not fit your thesis? So to me, that should be what the next 2 or 3 weeks become as a discussion point. Because along with the 2% yesterday, I can assure you, looking at the budget, because I was in the budget lockdown and have the speech, and I have got the full budget, there are many other programs that are not, that should be discussed. We have to fund for 200,000 ECD children to enter into basic education. So whether you agree or disagree with Bella is one thing, but actually Now you have to fund for those ECD centers. Where does the GNU sit on that? When actually you look at some of the agricultural programs, which are job drivers, some of them have had programs suspended and some of and the money has been sent to land reform. So whilst we're debating VAT, there are laws that are in fact being implemented that have require funding propositions, because what we've seen is a continuation of an ANC policy program rather than in fact
Absolutely.
A new plan and a vision for the country.
A final question, because I do need to wrap it up. Is the GNU, are the other parties strong enough to push back we did see some strength yesterday. Are they strong enough to push back now to try and confront some of these concerns?
How politicians are happy to get blue lights and actually suspend policy, because VAT is a populist opposition. But frankly, you should have arrived in government to tell us we are not going to fight for expropriation, or we're not going to fight for bailout.
Right.
We need this type of government. We need to halve the cabinet. The very things that we've believed in, and therefore we're going to fight for those things and make sure they happen. But instead, at the exchange of the Mercedes-Benz, they were quite happy to go along until it was something that could hurt their constituents or their their voters. But in truth, more must be done. I'm sorry to say, we deserve better than what we have at the moment.
Absolutely. That is where we leave it, Musi Mamani. Thank you, as always, founder of the One Movement South Africa.